Inilah program audio penunjang pembelajaran untuk siswa kelas 7 sekolah menengah pertama. Program ini dikembangkan oleh Balai Pengembangan Media Radio Yogyakarta, Pusat Teknologi Komunikasi dan Informasi Pendidikan, Departemen Pendidikan Nasional. Hi class, how are you today? Para siswa kelas 7 SMP, apa kabar kalian? Saya harap kalian dalam keadaan baik. Kali ini, kita akan belajar bahasa Inggris dengan judul My Brother Irwan. Setelah mengikuti program ini, kalian mampu merespon dengan benar tindak tutur secara lisan dan tertulis di dalam wacana transaksional interpersonal untuk mendeskripsikan seseorang. Selamat mengikuti.
Baik para siswa, marilah kita ikuti percakapan antara Tati dan Amir di teras rumah Paman Amir berikut ini. Please listen carefully. Dengarkan baik-baik dan bersiaplah mengerjakan latihan-latihan dan tugas yang ada di LKS kalian.
Hai Amir, what are you looking at?
A photograph.
Oh, who is the boy in the photograph?
He is Irwan, my younger brother.
Really? You don't look like him.
Yes, I'm like my father, whereas Irwan is like my mother.
What is your mother like?
She is beautiful. She has an oval face, round eyes, and short curly hair. As you see, my brother also has an oval face and curly hair.
Exactly. But, well, Amir, I'm afraid I have to go now. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too. Goodbye.
Bye.
Para siswa, dari percakapan tadi, kalian mengetahui adanya bagian tentang opening yang merupakan pembuka percakapan. Content atau isi yaitu hal yang dipercakapkan. Dan closing yang merupakan penutup percakapan. Bagian opening dalam percakapan tadi berupa greeting atau ucapan atau sapaan. Kalau kita perhatikan percakapan tadi, openingnya adalah
Hai Amir.
Nah, para siswa, selain hai, kita juga dapat menggunakan greeting atau sapaan lain. Misalnya, hello, good morning. Bila percakapan tadi terjadi di pagi hari. Good afternoon, untuk siang hari. Dan good evening, bila di malam hari. Selanjutnya, content atau isi percakapan tadi adalah tentang gambaran diri seseorang. Dalam hal ini yaitu Irwan, adik Amir. Silakan kalian simak sekali lagi bagian content atau isi percakapan tadi.
Oh, who is the boy in the photograph?
He is Irwan, my younger brother.
Really? You don't look like him.
Yes, I'm like my father, whereas Irwan is like my mother.
What is your mother like?
She is beautiful. She has an oval face, round eyes, and short curly hair.
Sedang bagian closing atau penutup percakapan tadi adalah
Well, Amir, I'm afraid I have to go now. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too. Goodbye.
Bye.
Baiklah, para siswa. Sekarang mari kita dengarkan kembali keseluruhan dialog tadi. Simak baik-baik. Dan setelahnya, bersiaplah mengerjakan activity 1.
Hai Amir, what are you looking at?
A photograph.
Oh, who is the boy in the photograph?
He is Irwan, my younger brother.
Really? You don't look like him.
Yes, I'm like my father, whereas Irwan is like my mother.
What is your mother like?
She is beautiful. She has an oval face, round eyes, and short curly hair. As you see, my brother also has an oval face and curly hair.
Exactly. But, well, Amir, I'm afraid I have to go now. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too. Goodbye.
Bye.
Para siswa, sekarang lihat LKS kalian. Matikan tape recorder setelah musik berikut ini berakhir. Lalu, kerjakan activity 1. Setelah selesai, hidupkan kembali tape recorder untuk melanjutkan program ini. Para siswa, mari kita bahas activity 1 yang baru saja kalian kerjakan. Untuk pertanyaan pertama, what is the opening of the dialogue? Hi, Amir. Ya, benar. The opening of the dialogue is, hi, Amir. Pertanyaan kedua, who is the boy in the photograph? Amir menjawab,
he is Irwan, my younger brother.
Ya, benar. The boy in the photograph is Irwan. Pertanyaan ketiga. What is Amir's mother like? Amir menjawab,
she is beautiful. She has an oval face, round eyes, and short curly hair.
Ya, benar. Amir's mother is beautiful. She has an oval face, round eyes, and short curly hair. Pertanyaan keempat. What is Irwan like? Amir menjawab,
as you see, my brother also has an oval face and curly hair.
Ya, benar. Irwan also has an oval face and curly hair like his mother. Pertanyaan kelima. What is the closing of the dialogue?
Well, Amir, I'm afraid I have to go now. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too. Goodbye.
Bye.
Ya, benar. The closing of the dialogue is,
well, Amir, I'm afraid I have to go now. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too. Goodbye.
Bye.
Para siswa, mari kita lanjutkan program kita. Berikut ini akan dibacakan sebuah teks deskriptif sederhana. Teks ini juga tertulis di LKS kalian. Listen carefully, simak baik-baik, dan setelahnya bersiaplah mengerjakan activity 2.
Aldo is my classmate. He sits next to me. He is a smart student. He also likes helping people. He is tall and thin. He has an oval face, round big eyes, and a pointed nose. We like him because he is kind and helpful. We usually play basketball at Kridosono Sport Hall.
Nah, para siswa, sekarang matikan tape recorder setelah musik berikut ini berakhir. Dan kerjakan activity 2. Setelah selesai, hidupkan kembali tape recorder untuk melanjutkan program ini. Para siswa, sekarang mari kita bahas activity 2 yang baru saja kalian kerjakan. Pertanyaan pertama, what is the speaker's classmate's name? Jawaban yang benar adalah, Aldo is. Pertanyaan kedua, what is he like? Jawaban yang benar adalah, he's tall and thin. Pertanyaan ketiga, does he have a round face? Jawaban yang benar adalah, no, he doesn't. He has an oval face. Pertanyaan keempat, does he have round big eyes? Jawaban yang benar adalah, yes, he does. He has round big eyes. Pertanyaan kelima, what kind of nose does he have? Jawaban yang benar adalah, he has a pointed nose. Bagaimana jawaban kalian? Sudah betul semua? Bila ada yang salah, silakan dibetulkan. Para siswa, selanjutnya simak teks berikut. Sambil mendengarkan, kerjakan activity 3 dengan adjective atau kata sifat sesuai dengan teks. Listen carefully, please.
I have a new friend. Her name is Mary Jean. She's from Canada. She joins the International Student Exchange Program. She's 165 centimeters tall. She has short blonde hair. Her eyes are blue. She has long curly eyelashes. She has a pointed nose and a pointed chin. She has fair skin. She has rosy cheeks. I like her, especially her sweet smile and her pearly white teeth. She's kind and friendly. That's why all of my friends like her.
Bagaimana para siswa? Apakah kalian dapat melengkapi teks tadi? Baiklah, mari kita simak sekali lagi. Silakan periksa pekerjaan kalian.
I have a new friend. Her name is Mary Jean. She's from Canada. She joins the International Student Exchange Program. She's 165 centimeters tall. She has short blonde hair. Her eyes are blue. She has long curly eyelashes. She has a pointed nose and a pointed chin. She has fair skin. She has rosy cheeks. I like her, especially her sweet smile and her pearly white teeth. She's kind and friendly. That's why all of my friends like her.
Bagaimana para siswa? Sudah jelas? Dari teks terakhir tadi, terdapat 8 kalimat yang mengandung adjective. Para siswa, mari kita dengarkan.
She has short blonde hair. Her eyes are blue. She has long curly eyelashes. She has a pointed nose and a pointed chin. She has fair skin. She has rosy cheeks. I like her, especially her sweet smile and her pearly white teeth. She's kind and friendly.
Para siswa, dari percakapan antara Amir dan Tati, teks tentang Aldo dan juga tentang Mary Jane tadi, kalian telah mengenal cara mendeskripsikan seseorang melalui ciri-ciri fisik dan psikisnya. Deskripsi atau gambaran ciri-ciri fisik seseorang antara lain meliputi bagian-bagian badannya seperti mata, rambut, kulit, dan lain-lain. Sedangkan deskripsi psikis seseorang meliputi sifat atau karakternya, misalnya baik hati, pemurah, dan lain-lain. Para siswa, setelah program ini selesai, silakan kalian secara berkelompok membuat percakapan seperti antara Amir dan Tati, lalu peragakan di depan kelas, dan setelahnya diskusikan dengan semua teman dan guru kalian. Baiklah, sekarang tugas kalian di akhir program ini adalah mengisi tabel Activity 5 yang ada di LKS kalian dengan deskripsi fisik Irwan dan sedikitnya 10 teman kelas kalian. Kumpulkan jawabannya untuk diperiksa dan dinilai oleh guru kalian. Selamat belajar. Goodbye.
Demikian program audio penunjang pembelajaran yang dikembangkan oleh Balai Pengembangan Media Radio Yogyakarta, Pusat Teknologi Komunikasi dan Informasi Pendidikan, Departemen Pendidikan Nasional. Sampai jumpa pada program berikutnya.